live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí say people should feel safe going to bed at night and stress the importance of securing the home nightly following two creeper-style burglaries in Bundoran. The people of Bunbeg and Meenanillar have again been impacted by a major water outage since this morning. Letterkenny councillor Kieran Brogan has been appointed as chairperson of the Regional Health Forum West. And 11 pups were found dumped in Carrigart yesterday by a passerby, six of which had already passed away. These stories in full plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin has all the latest in sport. Gardaí say people should feel safe going to bed at night and stress the importance of securing the home. It's after two creeper-style burglaries in South Donegal last week. Entry was gained to two properties in the West End area of Bundoran overnight on July 8th and July 11th while the residents were asleep. In the first incident, a cash was stolen from a purse along with a backdoor key, while in the second burglary, a purse was stolen from a coat pocket which contained gift cards, bank cards, a driving licence and a sum of cash.
It is worrying, you know, people want to feel safe going to bed at night. So just always take that extra time before going to bed to make sure everything you can secure is secure.
And that was Garda Claire Rafferty speaking to Greg Hughes on the matter on this morning's 9 till noon show. The people of Bunbeg and Meenanillar have been impacted by a major water outage since this morning. The repair looks set to be finished in around an hour's time. However, it may take until 9 a.m. for supplies to fully return. A local councillor has hit out at the repeated outages faced by the community, and councillor Micheál Colum McGill-Asbug says a choice is being made in not investing to see the issue resolved once and for all.
Our staff are second to none, working day and night to try to make sure there's water to people's homes. The very fact that Éisce Éireann doesn't invest into our community, it shows that the contempt it holds our rural areas. What we have students and their hundreds. We have Hibernian students, we have American students, we have visitors, and more importantly, our own locals who have been left without water, especially this time of year when we see so many people who were forced to leave our shores to find a better life coming home for the summer and not even the water to shower, to cook or to clean. It's an absolute disgrace. There must be at least 20, 30 bursts alone that I counted this morning coming down Ballam and Meenanillar and Gador that is visible on the road itself, and not even counting how many are off the road and fields. It's a disgrace. We have been calling for monies for this for a long time.
And it could be suggested that this would be in Éisce Éireann's benefit to fix this so that they're not redeploying staff to fix the same issues repeatedly.
The colossal waste of money, instead of investing all that money into the road and have it done and dusted. What, it's not that the country or the state is without money. There is money when they choose to be money. But when it comes to rural areas like ours, they choose not to spend it. This is a choice.
The utility has apologised for the inconvenience caused and says vulnerable customers who have registered with Éisce Éireann will receive direct communications for planned and unplanned outages lasting more than 4 hours. Letterkenny councillor Kieran Brogan has been appointed as chairperson of the Regional Health Forum West. The first meeting of the forum since the local elections in June has just completed. Councillors Kieran Brogan, Jerry McMonagall, Micheál Nocton, Gary Doherty and Declan Meehan are representing Donegal. And Councillor Brogan told the meeting he was honoured to take up the position after having been a member of the forum since it was first established. 11 pups were found dumped in Carrigart yesterday by a passerby, six of which were already passed away. Rescue charity Animals in Need Donegal have publicly condemned the act. The newborn collies were found in gorse bushes inside a turf bag with a large rock. Another pup passed away since in the care of the organisation. The spokesperson says the action was cruel and there's now emerging concerns regarding the health and well-being of the mother. Donations are being taken to pay for the care of the remaining four puppies. A downgraded defective concrete block homeowner group has been formed. It's in response to an increasing number of homeowners having their engineers' recommendations overturned by the housing agency. In a number of cases where engineers recommended the demolition of a property based on core samples, the housing agency has come back without carrying out a site visit and overturned that recommendation. Marty McElhenney was initially told that her property needed to be demolished. However, the housing agency deemed only the outer and inner walls of her home needed to be removed. She told today's 9 till noon show that she feels like a guinea pig as part of a government cost-saving exercise.
The appeals process itself is very hard. Nothing has been made easy for homeowners here at all. So the group that I'm in now, the Downgraded Homeowners Group, we are trying our best to work together, and it is a minefield. So, but there's an expert from our, from the Schedule 15 from our appeals, and it tells us that please note only documents which were previously submitted to and considered by the designated local authority or the housing agency should accompany this notice of appeal. Mm. So essentially what that's telling us is that we can't submit anything proving or showing any further deterioration to refute their option that they've granted us. Mm-hmm. So we are stuck. It's like we are destined to fail. And absolutely, the Darrell O'Brien and Paul Gallagher's leaked emails there recently, you know, they are ringing in our ears. We feel that we've been set up to fail. There's no support there for us. The Downgraded Homeowners, we feel it's a money-saving exercise and that we're guinea pigs, essentially, to see what will happen with their house.
It's understood 76 defective concrete block homeowners have had their engineers' recommendations downgraded. 100% Redress Party councillor Joy Beard says effectively the can is being kicked further down the road.
We're very concerned that these homes, some of these applications have been submitted over 3 years ago. Now, we know these houses are deteriorating quite rapidly now. Many of these homes are unsafe. They're unhealthy as well. These latest developments in the property need to be forthcoming and need to be considered when they are doing the appeals process. For this not to be considered doesn't make any sense at all. Fresh information needs to be submitted to strengthen the case for demolish. We have to remember that these remediation options, this causes further problems down the line. We know Engineers Ireland have said that IS 465 is not fit for purpose, and this is the standard being used. So therefore, engineers, will they sign off on these properties with still remaining with deleterious materials?
The public are being warned to remain vigilant. It's as a man has been arrested in connection with a number of burglaries on church property in the Twin Towns area over the weekend. He's since been charged and is due to appear in court. The summer has seen an elevated number of break-ins targeting places of worship. Garda Clare Rafferty has appealed to people to report any suspicious activity around churches immediately.
We continue to appeal to the public to be vigilant. We've made a lot of appeals lately in relation to this type of incident, and we still ask you to report any suspicious activity around churches or church grounds to Gardaí immediately. We really always do appreciate any information provided by the public as it often assists our investigations.
A crowd has gathered again today at the site of the former Crown Paints factory in Coolock, Dublin. They've been arriving since around 10 this morning, following last night's violent scenes. Sheila Nocton reports.
While it's hard to know if this is the calm before the storm, a group is peacefully protesting at the site, which last night saw a major public order incident unfold. Bollards were erected overnight to block people from entering the site. However, a camp has been set up outside. A group of a little over 100 people are here with the tricolour playing rebel songs. A number of face shields have been passed out, as last night saw Gardaí use pepper spray on some people. There remains a visible Garda presence close to the site today. Sheila Nocton in Coolock.
£125,000 worth of drugs have been seized in County Tyrone. An outbuilding at a property in the Auchnacloy area was searched yesterday morning, where a large number of plants were located. An extensive system of equipment used for the cultivation, drying and storage of the drugs was also found. Police have described the discovery as significant and investigations are ongoing. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses after a car was badly damaged in the Castlefin area. Between 7:30pm and 8pm on Thursday evening last, the windscreen of the car parked at Emmett Park was smashed. Both wing mirrors were pulled off and damage was caused to the badge on the front grille of the car. Anyone who was in the area of Emmett Park, of Rafo Road in Castlefin, or on the N15 through Castlefin with a dash cab on the evening is asked to make the footage available to Gardaí. A bill has been approved by Cabinet today to phase out visible tax discs in cars. A separate bill to allow Gardaí to share more information with local authorities has also been agreed by ministers. It's hoped this will improve the lines of communication regarding road traffic incidents. Minister Ryan says, in time, scanning registration plates will be more efficient on the roads.
We don't need to have a tax disc anymore. Well, you need to have the car taxed. But the Garda Síochána, with legislation we've already introduced, can, through the registration plate, immediately find out online in their devices, is it taxed, is it stolen? A lot of information is freely available.
Planning in Convoy has gotten out of control. That's the view of Councillor Patrick McGowan, who claims it appears to be a free-for-all in terms of building. He's calling for an area plan to ensure adequate infrastructure is in place. And Councillor McGowan says Donegal County Council needs to step in.
It seems to be nearly a free-for-all on Convoy. Like, there's no town plan, area plan. It's nearly a case that you can just build in any field in any part. And my opinion, it's more developer-led than plan-led. And I think if we've learned lessons from the past, this should happen. Plus, a question is the proper services and infrastructure, etc., and Convoy. And what I'm asking is that one of these health check plans or area plans or whatever plan, it may not be a full statutory plan for Convoy, but it certainly needs a plan. The community, all the services that work on Convoy, and them all should be consulted before we start granting any more planning.
Now, you did make clear that you're not against the building of houses. Obviously, there is a housing crisis, but yeah, there needs to be a tactical approach to it, but also that Donegal County Council have more say in this than what they're using.
Well, just if they're going to continue in Convoy, you know, there has to be services as well. And I think before any more planning, because, you know, it's going in the face of proper planning, that to just allow a town that has no town plan to basically build anywhere, when you have towns now like Letterkenny and Balbuffet, and it's extremely hard to get land zoned, never mind get plan permission and all that. Like, it's contradiction.
The time is now 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break, and Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport. Quickly approaching 5:15 here on Highland Radio, Kenny Harkin has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. And soccer, seeding for the playoffs is paramount for the Republic of Ireland ahead of tonight's historic qualifier with France. The game is the first international to be played at Cork's Park at Kyiv. Katie McCabe returns from suspension for Eileen Gleeson's side, while French manager Hervé Renard has promised to rotate his side. Tyler Toland and Amber Barrett are both in the squad and both start from the bench for tonight's game, which kicks off in Cork at 6 o'clock. Northern Ireland are also in action tonight. They play Bosnia-Herzegovina. That game starts also at 6 o'clock in Windsor Park. A win would secure second spot for Northern Ireland in their group. Elsewhere, Shamrock Rovers will look to book their place in the second qualifying round of the Champions League tonight. The second leg of their first round tie with Víkingur is goalless after last week's meeting in Reykjavik. The kickoff is at 8 o'clock tonight, and Sparta Prague, they await the winners in the next round. And Bohemians manager Alan Reynolds says re-signing Dawson Devoy is a real coup. The 22-year-old has attracted the interest of St Pat's, having joined MK Dons from Bowes 2 years ago. Devoy is the second player to rejoin Bowes this window following the return of Ross Tierney. And a bidding war is underway for Republic of Ireland striker Sinclair Armstrong. Championship clubs Bristol City and Stoke City have registered their interest in the 21-year-old, who's just entered the final year of his Queen's Park Rangers contract. And former Republic of Ireland midfielder Lee Kearsley is among the favourites to be named the next England manager. Gareth Southgate brought his 8-year reign to a close this morning, less than 48 hours after they lost the Euro 2024 final to Spain. Kearsley is currently the England under 21 manager and led them to a European Championship glory last year. And elsewhere, French star Kylian Mbappe has been officially revealed as a Real Madrid player in front of thousands of fans. A sold-out crowd welcomed the forward to the Bernabeu, where he shook hands with supporters and kicked footballs into the stands. Mbappe joined the Spanish giants from Paris Saint-Germain at the start of the month following a long transfer saga. In Gaelic games, A. Ruair on the hunt for a new senior team manager. The Ballyshannon club was rocked on Monday by the shock resignation of manager Conor Cunningham. The Kilcare native had only been on the job since March, with a league relegation playoff against Termin this weekend and the championship starting in the coming weeks. The club are expected to act quickly on finding a new manager. In golf, Rory McIlroy has been grouped with Tyrrell Hatton and American Max Homa for the opening rounds of the Open Championship. They'll tee off just after 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. Tom McKibben will be among the early starters going out at 6:45 that morning with Alex Noren and Scottish amateur Alex Scott. Shane Lowry tees off just before 3 o'clock with 2022 Claret Jug winner Cameron Smith and Matt Fitzpatrick. Two-time champion Padraig Harrington, he plays alongside Davis Thompson and Matthew Jordan. On motorbikes, Richard Kerr will make his British Superbike Championship debut this weekend. The Donegal rider who won the National Superstock Championship last year will deputise for Rory Skinner, who continues his recovery from injury. Kerr will line up at Brands Hatch aboard the TAS Racing prepared BMW, and further rounds will be taken into consideration based on Skinner's full recovery and return to racing. This year to date, Kerr has been racing stateside in the Motos America's Superstock Series. And darts, the first of the quarterfinals will be confirmed at the World Match Play in Blackpool tonight. First on stage is the meeting of Gerwyn Price and Ross Smith. Nathan Aspinall goes up against James Wade, while current world champion Luke Humphreys faces Stephen Bunting. And this evening's action concludes with the clash of Johnny Clayton and Dimitri van den Berg. In cycling, Jasper Philipsen has secured a hat-trick of stage victories on this year's Tour de France. He won a sprint into Nîmes with Ireland's Sam Bennett fourth. Tadej Pogačar's 3 minute 9 second lead in the yellow jersey went untroubled. And finally for this evening, it's in horse racing. It's day two of the July Festival in Killarney. It's just got underway, the 7 race card. Dylan Brown McMonagall's looking to continue his good form. The Donegal jockey had 2 wins and 2 second places finishes in his 4 rides yesterday in Kerry. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Those who enjoy sitting beside a coal or peat fire are being warned it could negatively impact their mental health. The ESRI has looked at the side effects of pollutant PM2.5, which is emitted by the burning of solid fuels. It's found that people with long-term exposure report poorer mental health and higher rates of depression and anxiety. Research professor with the ESRI, Anne Nolan, says in years to come, we may view our open fires the way we now look at smoking.
We do have new regulations now that are in place since the end of 2022. So we have a nationwide ban on burning smoky coal and also wet wood. So the data that we had is before these regulations came into place. So I think it'll be really interesting to look at the effect of those regulations and whether we do see reductions in air pollution and then consequently, hopefully, improvements in people's health. So we kind of stripped out the effect of other potential factors that might lead you to have higher depression or anxiety. So what we found was that, you know, even when you take those factors into account, living in these areas with higher levels of air pollution was associated with poorer mental health. We had data from the Irish Longitudinal Study on Ageing, TILDA. We have data there on the respondents on their mental health. And we linked that to annual levels of air pollution over a 17-year period. And we found that people who were living in areas that had higher levels of this type of air pollution, they had higher levels of depression and also anxiety.
It's thought up to 50 young people were involved in disorder in South Belfast last night, where petrol and paint bombs were thrown at police. No officers were injured, but PSNI vehicles and cars belonging to members of the public were damaged. Police are returning to the Broadway roundabout area tonight for further patrols. And it comes just days after officers were attacked by young people in Derry. Kate Nicol is a South Belfast MLA.
This is the second time this week that we've seen police officers attacked, and my thoughts are with them. Just so thankful that none were injured.
Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information following a crash in Donegal town last week. The two-car collision occurred on the N15 at Clare on Thursday last, shortly after 6:10 in the evening. The driver and passenger of one of the vehicles were taken to hospital to receive treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Both vehicles were travelling from Donegal town towards Balbuffet at the time of the collision. Anyone who travelled the route with a dash cam around the time of the crash is being urged to contact Gardaí. Efforts are underway to prepare for a town centre first plan for Glenties. Donegal County Council is seeking to establish a Glenties Town team to prepare the plan. A drop in events is taking place this coming Monday, July 22nd, from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. in the Glenties Community Centre. Anyone interested in being part of the Glenties Town team is urged to come along. The Taoiseach just says only dialogue and engagement will bring about a resolution to large-scale anti-government protests in Kenya. Over 40 people have died and more are missing after clashes between demonstrators and police in the Kenyan capital Nairobi following a tax-boosting measure by the state there. This morning, the Taoiseach met Kenyan President William Ruto, who's recently sacked most of his cabinet in response to the demonstrations. Speaking in Nairobi, Micheál Martin says they had a long engagement about how to end the dispute.
He had engaged with quite a number, but he had also met some of their immediate requests and objectives, and he was prepared for a fresh start in terms of getting everybody around the table and to try and reflect the different issues that people had presented in terms of reform and change in Kenya.
The National Inpatient Experience Survey is now underway in Letterkenny University Hospital. The annual survey offers patients the opportunity to share their experiences of care at the hospital and submit improvements they believe are necessary. 1,000 people who are over the age of 16 spent 24 hours or more in Letterkenny University Hospital and were discharged in May, and they are eligible to participate. Tracy O'Carroll, Deputy Director of the National Experience Care Programme, says the results of the survey are hugely beneficial in improving care into the future.
It does provide actionable insights, you know, for the hospital, because the kind of this is a survey for patients to tell us about their experience, and on the back of that, you know, they can make the improvements the more people that they hear from. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in 2022, the last survey, they heard that there wasn't enough food choices. And you can see on our website, yourexperience.ie, where they set out clearly, you know, what their plans were on the back of that in terms of, you know, working with the catering teams to kind of build a broader kind of choice around their food offering.
More information is available on yourexperience.ie. Having a look now to the weather, it will be mostly dry this evening with sunny spells and just isolated showers in light or moderate westerly winds. Staying mostly dry tonight with a mix of cloud and clear spells, lowest temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees in light southwesterly or variable winds. To conclude this evening's news, Gardaí say people should feel safe going to bed at night and stress the importance of securing the house. It's after two creeper-style burglaries in South Donegal last week. The people of Bunbeg and Meananiller have been impacted by a major water outage since this morning. The repair works look set to be finished at around 6 o'clock this evening, but it may take until 9 p.m. for supplies to fully return. Councillor Micheál Cullen McGillagh-Asbug says a choice is being made in not investing to see the issue resolved once and for all. Letterkenny Councillor Kieran Brogan has been appointed to chairperson of the Regional Health Forum West. The first meeting of the forum since the local elections in June has just completed. Councillor Brogan says he's honoured to take up the position after having been a member of the forum since it was established. And finally, 11 pups were found dumped in Carrigarge yesterday by a passerby, six of which were already passed away. Rescue charity Animals in Need Donegal have publicly condemned the act. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, July 16th. The death has taken place in Chicago of Joseph Jr. Doherty Richards, Linsfort Buncrana. Funeral mass tomorrow in Chicago, which can be viewed live via Gibbons Funeral Home YouTube channel. The death has taken place of Jane Witters, Carnegarve Moville. Funeral arrangements are to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Michael Cunningham, 65, Lisnefin Park, Strabane, reposing at his home tomorrow from 12 noon. Funeral leaving his home on Friday at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of May Doherty, Ní Gallagher, Bellevue Convent Road, Letterkenny, and formerly of Swinford, County Mayo. May's remains will be reposing at her late residence today until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred in Kenton Harrow, London, of Rosina Lawler, Ní Crawford, formerly the Ross Castle Finn. Remains reposing at the residence of her sister Frances McMenamin, Carrick Castle Finn, tomorrow from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral leaving there on Thursday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, at 12 noon. Interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. The death has taken place of Jerry McFadden, Naas, County Kildare, formerly Brina Glenswilly. Jerry will repose at his home this evening from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. with prayers at 7 o'clock. His funeral will take place tomorrow morning with Requiem Mass at 10 a.m. in the Church of Our Lady and St David, Naas, followed by burial at St Corbin Cemetery. The death has occurred of Kathleen Gallagher, Ní McLaughlin, formerly of Nora Fraser Court, Derry. Kathleen will be reposing at her daughter Una's home, 235 Lone Mer Road, Derry, today until 10 o'clock. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:50 a.m. to St Columba's Church, Long Tower, Derry, for Requiem Mass at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if wished, to Children in Crossfire, 2 St Joseph's Avenue, Derry. The death has occurred of Cathy Campbell, Balnacore, Crossroads, Killygordon, formerly Mahara, County Derry. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving there at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroad, Killygordon, at 12 noon. Interment in the adjoining churchyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Breed Ferry, Ní O'Donnell, of Mahara Clogher, Derrybeg. Her remains are reposing at her home until 8 o'clock tonight. Rosary is at 8 p.m. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg. Interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. House private after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.